Hello. Yes, good afternoon. Morning. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Thomas Mansfield?
He's not available at the moment.
Okay, ma'am, well, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone online. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
I guess so.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, just for qualification purpose for this survey, I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably, or 50-50?
Oh, I will definitely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I am 66.
56?
66.
Okay. Oh, 66. 66. Okay, and just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential election in November 2024. And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote in next year's election, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? But you can choose any number.
Oh, I'm extremely motivated, so that would be a 10.
Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
I feel fairly strong, yes.
It's strong, okay. All right, man, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
Yeah, I'm not real satisfied.
Would that be just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? You can pick two of these important issues, okay? The first one will be immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, healthcare costs, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, lowering the taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, and criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cop accountable. You can pick two of those to be the most important to you.
Okay, I would probably pick the racial discrimination and,
okay,
and education.
Okay, would that be standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, right? The first one?
Yes.
And the other one?
Education.
Okay, education. Gotcha. Improving kindergarten through public education. All right. Okay, ma'am, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Unfortunately, they're staying about the same.
Staying the same, okay. All right, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Unfortunately, I think it's staying the same. It should be getting better.
But you think they stand the same, right? The first one.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
In my everyday life? Or like
yes,
what I see on television? Or what?
No, no. That's in your everyday life. You experience.
Luckily, I don't experience it very often.
So not often or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. Okay, now how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
In my everyday life, I'm retired, so it doesn't
yes, ma'am.
Affect anymore. So.
Not often or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay. Let me go back because I put not at all. So be not often, right? Not often.
Not often.
That one. Okay. Okay, not often. Okay, and then would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? Would that be much more, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer?
I would say probably about the same.
Excuse me?
I said I would say about the same.
Same, right? Okay? Same. Okay, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 10, from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one will be Taylor Swift.
Alright, so what were you saying about?
Can you grade these people from 0 to 100? Grade 1, 0 means that it's not all, it's very cold and unfavorable. And 0 is cold and unfavorable, and 100 is very warm and favorable. Okay, and 50 is like neutral.
Okay. Alright, so I'll scale it from 100?
Yes, from 0 to 100. 0 to 100.
Okay.
The first one is Taylor Swift.
I would say 70.
70? Okay. The NAACP.
Against guns? Yes. No, I am 0.
0 on that one. Okay. The Democratic Party.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
0? Okay, Kamala Harris.
Don't know.
Ron DeSantis.
50.
50. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. And Joe Biden.
80.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump. would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Probably West.
Cornel West. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
About the what now?
Nationalism. How worry about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
You mean white supremacy stuff?
I think so. That's a why. Okay, so very worried. Okay. Okay, and I'm going to say, now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? The first one said, America is on the path to another civil war. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Strongly
agree,
somewhat. Okay. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Yes, I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Yes, it is.
I strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, American democracy is under major threat now.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, so okay, somewhat oppose, right? Somewhat support.
No, agree.
Somewhat support.
Agree. Yes.
Okay, this is about supporting it, okay? Supporting the affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment. Would you say strongly support that? Somewhat support or somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay, somewhat support. It's the same thing, but this is that's the only difference. Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have, you know, made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Okay, statement B says, some people say America's strength is a diversity. That is, that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Okay, which of these two statements do you agree with more? Would you say much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, or somewhat more B?
I like the second one much better.
Okay, so B, much more or somewhat more B?
Much more.
Much more, okay.
How much more of this survey is there, since I'm doing this voluntarily and I'm running out of patience and time?
Oh, okay. So.
Now I can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, but we're almost pretty much done, okay? Just the last questions. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate me each and using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement that is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says equal economic opportunities for all. Do you think it's being undermined or not undermined? You can use any from 0 to 10.
Equal opportunity for all? I would say
yes.
That's probably 6.
A 6? Okay, what about a commitment to Christian ideals?
4.
4. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
7.
7? Okay, the right to bear arms.
1. I don't think you need a gun in a city or town. You need to have, if there weren't so much freedom of getting guns, there wouldn't be as much violence.
Okay. What about immigration to this country?
I think everyone deserves a chance to come here if they want. Everybody
one
did
number?
In the beginning.
So what number would you give it that has been undermined or threatened?
I don't want it to be undermined or threatened. I want 100% of anybody who wants to come here should come here.
Okay, so would that be what number, 10 or
yeah.
8? Okay, 10 is
I
the
have
most.
I have a son-in-law who has a master's degree and a doctorate degree, and he's not allowed to come here. He's a doctor of Alzheimer research.
Okay.
And he's from Australia. And they're giving him a hard time of getting here.
What about police that treat everyone the same?
Not a chance.
What number? You think it's been threatened or undermined at all?
It's definitely being undermined.
So be what number?
Undermining is what? 0?
Well, I mean, yes, 0 means you do not agree it's been threatened or undermined, okay? And number 5 is somewhat you agree with that. And 10 is that you strongly believe it's been threatened and undermined.
Oh, yes, it is strongly being threatened and undermined.
So what number would you say? 10, okay? What about freedom? to protect, protest the police or government?
I would say that is also being undermined by about, I would give that an 8.
8, okay. All right, thank you. Give me one, but it's coming real slow, okay? Wow.
Then we must be done.
Now, we only have a few questions to go, but my computer is like, or my internet, I think it's bad. But it's coming, right? It's coming real slow. Just need to have a few more questions, okay? There you go. Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you some statements. Please make me have, you know, people have made how can make, you know, improvements to the country. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, 5 means that somewhat agree, and with a statement, 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. Okay, you can use any number. Okay, the first one says, over the last few years, a stacked, you know, an extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court, has rolled back, you know, fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for, you know, for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. Do you not agree with that? Somewhat agree or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
5.
A 5? Okay. The other one says, America democratic institutions have come, you know, under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. We don't, you know, if we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
9.
9, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, and sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election, November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10, all right. Thank you. All right, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed, ma'am?
1 year of college.
So be some college, right?
Yes.
Okay, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thinking about your approach on political issues, you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
somewhat concerned. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Every week, once, twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Can get it. Okay, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. Sorry it took so long. My computer's messing up. And you have a great day, okay? Appreciate your help, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Okay? All right, bye-bye.